This is program number LW1838. Well, if you had a chance to go back into history and meet one character, I'm curious, who would you want to meet? Hi, this is Larry West. Would it be George Washington? How about Benjamin Franklin? Douglas MacArthur? How about Abraham Lincoln? Now, quite frankly, he's the one I think I wish I could meet. I have often thought how much I wish I could just sit and watch him operate. I'm impressed with that man's character, with what he accomplished, with what he said, with what he was. Yep, I think Abraham Lincoln would be the one I would pick if I could go back into history and meet one character. Who would you pick? A fellow by the name of Charles Lamb and his friends were sitting around talking one evening about this very thing, about people they wished they could have met in history. One in the group said he would like to have met Chaucer. Now, quite frankly, that one staggers me, but that's the one he picked. Someone mentioned Shakespeare. Another mentioned another famous character. And then all of a sudden, someone spoke up and said the one he would like to have met was Jesus Christ. When he said that, there was an immediate pause. It was silent. No one spoke. It sort of grabbed everybody. Then Mr. Lamb spoke up and said, "You know, if William Shakespeare came into this room, we would all stand up in respect and honor to him. But," he went on, "if Jesus Christ should come in, we would all kneel in reverence." I think he's right, don't you? There is something about that famous character in history that makes everyone's head turn. He demands special attention. Verdi, a renowned musician, lived in the last century. And he was always able to receive great applause for his performances. He was a fantastic musician. Yet those who watched him closely during the applause said that his eyes would always travel upward to the box in the music house where his tutor sat. They said that he didn't react to the applause until he could see if his teacher up there in that box was applauding as well. It was then and only then, so they said, that he would smile and bow in acceptance of all the clapping. Hey, don't you think it wise to look up at the box, I mean, the one God's sitting in, just to see if he's applauding you? Does he like what you do? Does he approve of what you are? He's the audience, you know. You are the performer. And what he wants to see is you on your knees. Now, you won't be motivated to get on your knees until your heart's in it. Verdi wanted to look up and get his teacher's approval. You've got to want to look up, too, to get your teacher's approval. Get on your knees, and he will approve. Now, of course, you know I'm talking about a way of life. The guy who wants God's approval is the guy who will stay on his knees. And it's only as long as he stays there that God will applaud. Now, you might be thinking that what I'm saying is a little eccentric, and I guess it is. The guy who commits his life to the idea that he wants to please his master teacher in everything he does, that guy is a little bit of a fanatic. But really, it's only that kind of a fanatic that has his life all put together. He's the only one who can make sense out of it all. He's the only one who just doesn't go through the motions in life. He has purpose. He has reason. He has direction. I like what King David said a long time ago. Now, you talk about something fanatic. Listen to this. He said, "I will be careful to lead a blameless life. I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing." Now, why would he do such a thing? Well, he was a man on his knees, a man looking up to the box, wanting God to applaud his life. For he went on to say, "To you, O Lord, I will sing praise." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. Today, I'm asking you to consider becoming somewhat of a fanatic. Yeah, I am. One of these days, Jesus Christ is going to walk into the room, and you will meet that famous character. And when you do, you're going to kneel. If you wait until then, it'll be too late. Get on your knees now. If you will, you can look up to the box and see God applauding. And wow, does it ever feel good? I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.